So it is very important to be intentional about how we connect, about the questions that we ask, how we ask them, and how we're building that constant communication and flow of engagement, really, because we have to be creative. And I think that goes in both ways, you know, being creative about how we address life as a family and being creative about how we engage with one another on various levels.
Hi, this is Danae. I'm the founder of Simple Families. Simple Families is an online community for parents who are seeking a simpler, more intentional life. In this show, we focus on minimalism with kids, positive parenting, family wellness, and decreasing the mental load. My perspectives are based in my firsthand experience raising kids, but also rooted in my PhD in child development. So you're going to hear conversations that are based in research, but more importantly, real life. Thanks for joining us. Hi there. I am excited to welcome Kiana Wingfield and her daughter Serenity to the podcast today. This is the first time I've ever had a mother-daughter duo. Ki and Serenity are entrepreneurs. They have written books together, launched online hip-hop dance classes, and most recently, a family game in the form of an app. The one thing that underlies all of their work is the need to improve and increase connection with our children, especially as they get older. I think you're going to enjoy hearing about their process and their work, and I encourage you to download the app GenConnect, G-E-N, Connect. Ki and Serenity are aiming to get 22,000 families to download and use the app by 2022. And it might be the perfect thing to get your family talking to each other this holiday season. Speaking of the holiday season, I am having somewhat of an anti-Black Friday sale. I'm doing 20% off of my Tame the Toys workshop. So if you are ready and committed to scaling back on the toys this holiday season, go to simplefamilies.com/toys. You can use the promo code NOV for November, NOV21, and get 20% off. In that program, I give you a step-by-step approach to get started. Not just throwing ideas out there, but how do we actually make this happen right now for our families? And I'll tell you, of the thousands of families I've led towards simplicity over the years, I've heard nothing but overwhelmingly positive feedback from both the kids and the parents. So check it out, simplefamilies.com/toys. Without further ado, here's my chat with Ki and Serenity.
Hi, Serenity. Hi, Ki. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So I wanted to share first how I found you both. So I get a lot of podcast pitches, which are basically emails from PR agents or other people who are interested in being guests. And you had sent me an email, Ki, and I get a lot of these, like so many that I don't get time to read many of them. But I was sitting on my sofa when I got your email and I saw your company, Cool Moms Dance. I was like, okay, this sounds kind of fun. I guess I'll click on it. And I got lost in your Instagram account. I got lost scrolling. It was just so much fun. There was one mom, an Indian mom who's probably in her mid-50s, and her daughter who was a teenager, and she was in her traditional dress, just breaking it down with her daughter. And I was like, this, if I am like 25% of this much fun when I'm in my 50s, like wearing a dress, like then I will be happy in life. Like it just, I just loved watching all of the moms and daughters just relaxing and having fun together. So I want to hear more about your story and just how this has evolved and where you want to go with it.
Absolutely. So first of all, yes, that mom is super awesome. And all the moms that we feature, they're just, it's all about having fun, first and foremost. What we built was based on our experience. We were solving our own problem. And how we got started in 2013, we lost dad.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And I think probably around 2014 or 15, they started doing regular dance classes 5 days a week. So dance mom life. And they were pretty small at that time. And I decided, okay, when they get home, we would have some time where we just dance together. So we would have these sessions at the end of our workday and school day where we would dance in my bedroom and, you know, turn on the music real loud and just have a ball. And one day we did that. And they started to talk to me. I have two girls. They talked to me about their day, and my eldest daughter was telling me how she had a bully in school and it had been going on for months. And I was like, how do I not know about this? This is so weird. So we continued to talk about it, and I realized, oh wow, we have something in common. She's talking to me about like there, what I didn't realize as a parent is there's the world of parent and child, and then this kid world that we don't know about, where they have these emotions, you know, when they're a little older and like the third or fourth grade, where they're a little more comfortable sharing more with their peers, some of the more intimate things or things they want to kind of work through on their own and don't want parents to intervene with. But I realized once we had that connectivity, which was Dan, she felt more comfortable to like talk to me because we kind of met on a human level versus, okay, this is mom. I know mom's going to go to the school, make a big deal. You know, she didn't want that experience. And that was revitalizing because I realized, wow, okay, there's another way for us to connect. And it doesn't have to come from this traditional, hey, I'm the parent, I need to show up in this particular way. So that's how we started doing what became Cool Moms Dancing. And I started telling other moms about it, and the kids were talking about it. So we would have people over to our home and we would be dancing together. And I would get feedback like, oh my God, my daughter would talk to me about this. Or if a parent was going through a divorce, they would, like, the kids were opening up a lot more. So people were nudging us like, you have to really like make this a thing. So we started hosting classes where we would do dance fitness classes. And then over time, we started to incorporate movement therapy into our class after working with movement therapists. And that became what Cool Moms is today, a hip hop dance fitness and movement therapy class. And it's facilitated and co-owned by Serenity and I. She helps with choreography. She helps us with design, all types of things. She's incredible. But I think the most revitalizing thing in this was the evolution of my relationship with Serenity, with her sister, just learning so much about being a parent from this nuanced space that I don't think a lot of parents know about. But when we think about it, it's like we were once kids. We knew we had this space where it was like, I don't really want to talk about this. I want to keep it to myself. But when we meet on a human level, it's almost like everything is open for communication. So yeah, that's how we started Cool Moms Dance too together.
Yeah. And you bring up an interesting point, because when they're young, connection feels often, I think it feels almost automatic because a lot of it's physical connection, right? They're physically connected to you. They're hugging you. They're hanging on your leg. And as they get older, they physically separate from you, and you have to be more intentional about establishing that connection, right?
Absolutely.
And especially as, like you said, they tend to go towards their peers naturally as they grow.
They do, especially at the early elementary school age. You know, what we had accessibility to is totally different than what the kids have now with the iPads, with TikTok. It's just a lot going on in the world. And even if our children, if Serenity doesn't have exposure to something, there may be a peer that she has that does. So the world that they're living in on their own as on a peer level is very interesting. So it is very important to be intentional about how we connect, about the questions that we ask, how we ask them, and how we're building that constant communication and flow of engagement, really, because we have to be creative. And I think that goes in both ways, you know, being creative about how we address life as a family and being creative about how we engage with one another on various levels. Kind of working with me on a human level. It was, they're my parents, they're taking care of me. They're there to support me, to love me, to guide me. But a lot of the intimate conversations or questions I would have about things that really matter to me, I didn't get a chance to really talk to my parents about that in grand detail because they didn't have that tool. But now that we're evolving as a people and learning so much about social emotional learning, about ACE, I think we're evolving to understand that we need to have these deeper conversations with our children, even when they're young. Like, what are you feeling? How do you process your emotions? Do you understand what you're feeling? You understand what those emotions are? And I think that having that outlet of dance for us helped that conversation become a lot easier because it was more organic than forced.
Yeah. You bring up something I haven't really thought much about, which is how kids, especially early elementary school, are probably now more connected to their peers even than we were at that age. Because when, I don't know about you, but when I was that age, we had one phone line and you had like limited amount of time on that phone line. And now, because they have such availability via texting and that kind of thing, if they have an iPad, even if they don't have a phone, if they're texting on an iPad, that they just have access to peers more than we probably did. And it almost makes it seem like we might have to work even harder to keep that connection in the earlier years than our parents probably ever had to.
Absolutely. And the children are maturing because of that a lot earlier than we did, because we didn't have as much exposure.
Right.
You know, it's true, Serenity. Serenity can go on YouTube and learn everything about doing her hair, about, she's just, right. It's an advanced culture.
Yeah. And the things that you would have gone to your mom for, you can find on YouTube now, right? Exactly. I can see that shift. That's interesting to think about. Serenity. So my daughter's in kindergarten. And she doesn't like to talk about her day at all. So when she comes home from school, I ask her, you know, how's your day? And she's like, you get one question. That's what she always tells me. You get one question. And I was like, okay, how was your day? And she's like, it was good. I'm like, well, who'd you play with? She's like, you had your one question. She's very, very hard to draw it out of her. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like the, just kind of the verbal questioning is too much and you kind of prefer different types of connection with your mom?
Well, not all the time like that. I just feel like my mom will say that, she'd be like, how was your day? And I'd be like, it was great. And then she'd be like, what did you do? And then I just like, I don't know what to say, because like every day is like the other day. All the days, my day,
so
every day is the same day. So I'm just like, it was like yesterday. Because, you know, I have cheerleading practice and have it like every day. So I was like, it was like yesterday. She's like, what did you do today? And I'm like, went to all my connections. And then she's like, oh, my days aren't really nothing different unless something happens. Yeah. Stuff does happen sometimes, but if it does, I'll most likely tell my mom.
Right. And Key, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we ask that question because we miss them. And like, we miss knowing what's going on during their day. And it's like wanting to just like fill in that hole of like that 8 hours or whatever that they're gone that we don't know, you know. I don't know where does that questioning come from for you, like that need for connection?
Yeah, I think it's one, I miss them. I mean, I'm at home most of the day, so I'm finally connected to the girls again and and I get to spend time with them. But also there is this nuance that I think we don't necessarily speak about often, which is if you miss that one day that you didn't ask, it's like, you didn't ask about my day.
Right.
And this happened. It will be that one day that you don't ask, how was your day, where everything eventful happened. You know, there was a fire drill, you know, there was a solo and chorus class. And it's like that one day. So you just want to be present, you know, and supportive, because you miss that day. It's definitely, it becomes a thing later on. So
right.
It's like any relationship, you know, someone may say, like, even with your husband or whatnot, if you're in a marriage or a relationship, if a woman says, hey, I'm not hungry, and you don't bring back any food and you bring yourself,
right,
you already know that's a problem.
It's, oh yeah.
The same thing. Like, I can,
how did
go
you know that's a problem in my life? That's actually a,
right,
real problem. Like, my husband goes out to get ice cream and I'm gluten-free, and he always comes back with cookies and cream. And I'm like, you do that on purpose. Like, you do that on purpose because you don't want to share with me, because you know you're going to come back. And even though I said I don't want any, I do want some, and I'm going to eat half,
exactly,
of it. So it's totally intentional. No, I completely know what you mean. So you guys have cool mom stance, but you have other stuff too. Like, Serenity, you wrote a book, right? Tell me about that.
I used to get bullied when I was younger. People used to talk about my skin a lot, and especially the color of my skin and my skin, because I had a lot of bumps and scars. So I came to my mom about it, and mom was like, why don't you write all this down and express how you feel on a notebook, piece of paper? I was like, cool. And then so my mom just started telling me, like, she started telling me about this book idea. And then I just started writing, me and my sister started writing pages on it. And then it was a really good idea too. I liked it.
You two wrote it, you and your sister wrote it together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. How old are you now?
I'm 12.
And your sister?
She's 14 or 15.
All right, we're going to pause and take a quick 60-second word from today's sponsor. The sponsor for today's episode is Native. You've probably heard about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant. I know we've been using it in my family for years. But have you tried their body wash, toothpaste, or their mineral-based sunscreen? I had still been using kid soap on my almost 8-year-old, and it just was not cutting it. So I'm grateful that I have this option, which is still natural and gentle and works for kids and adults. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products that are made to work against odor with simple ingredients. You can build your own personalized product bundles, and I find I get the best price on it buying right on their website, especially with this coupon. So stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedo.com/simple and use the promo code simple at checkout. You'll get 20% off your first order. That's nativedo.com/simple or use the promo code simple at checkout for 20% off your first order. As always, thank you for supporting the sponsors on Simple Families. They help keep this show running. Back to today's episode. Serenity, you and your mom have also started something new called Gen Connect. Tell me about that.
Okay, so Gen Connect is a game. Our motto, is it motto?
Huh?
Is it model like
sure.
The game that gets families talking?
Sure. I mean, okay, that's model. A good one.
So our model is the game that gets families talking. We were in our living room. This is probably, my mom said 3 years, but I know it was 4 years. I'm right. And so 4 years ago, we were all in the living room and we were talking about some, my mom was asking us questions, me and my sister, and we were just answering the questions. I like getting asked questions. So while we were answering them, my mom brought it up recently again, probably like some months ago. And she was just kept talking about some game like Gen Connect. And I was, I want to be an interior designer. So when she was like, you know, getting the game down, I was more of like helping with the colors, the looks, the background, all that type of stuff, really.
Cool.
But the game is awesome.
So tell me about the game. How does it work?
Okay. So we have parent guide, how to play game. And there's one more at the bottom that I can't remember right now.
Well, I guess I think that's just a reason to download the app, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. You want me to give an overview of the game?
Sure.
Okay. So the game Gen Connect, it did come about exactly the way they said. We were just, I was asking random questions and after a while, I was like, oh, this is really cool. This will be fun. Because one thing that would happen when we would have our classes, you know, sometimes the parents would say, well, I don't know really what to talk about after that. Like I try to make conversation. It gets a little awkward outside of like regular family things. Like how do I pull out some of those nuanced things? Because we would talk a lot about therapy. So when we had this experience, I was talking to Serenia about it. And I said, this would be a cool game idea to not necessarily have a game where you're right or wrong, but just where we're learning about each other through the questions. So we have multiple categories. We have like, what would you do? The inner me is like talking about what's going on inside of you and your head and your feelings. We have a dance challenge category where you're instructed to do a particular dance or a dance that you choose for 1 minute. My bright future is a category as well, where it talks about is questions that are asked of whoever is going up, whether it's the parent or the child, and basically asking you things about your future. Like say, for instance, my bright future can come up and I'll ask Serenity, if you could create any business right now, what would you do? And we would talk about that. And then the piece of the game that Serenity was talking about with the parent guide is on top of us having this interactive flow of, hey, let me ask you a question about yourself. We pass it around the room, which allows the parent and the child to get to know about each other. Because I know a lot of children that don't know many things about their parents. When Serena and Yara saw me dance elaborately and they realized, hey, mom knows full choreography. I can do Janet Jackson. They're like, what is this lady doing?
Wait, how old were they when they first discovered that you could dance?
Wow. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they were pretty young when I danced, but I had retired my shoes for several years before that became a thing. It probably was about right before Cool Moms, but when right before we did Cool Moms, they didn't really know that I had a background in dance because I had only been mom, you know, with kids. You know, how when you look at someone like Beyonce, Blue Ivy's looking at Beyonce like, you're just mom. You're not the biggest superstar in the world. So my kids, they didn't know that as well because it was just mom world. But yeah, that the game is really, really interesting because it has this addition to it, which is called the parent guide. And the parent guide is a section of the game where it goes through all of the questions and that we provide interpretations of how you can think about what your child or even your own answers are reflecting. So say for instance, we have a question called, that says, if you're on a stranded island and you can only bring one person and one thing, what would you bring? And who would you bring? And whoever the, say for instance, Serenity chooses to bring, that's the person she feels most comfortable connected with, safe with. That's who she feels like there is gonna be there to support her. And knowing that is extremely important because now you can kind of dig in a little bit and find out, okay, what about this person makes you feel safe? How can I make you feel more safe if I'm not that person? And I think that that's an extremely important tool for parents to have, especially at the vulnerable ages that children are getting at when they're, you know, 6 through 10. Those are really, really vulnerable stages of life for children where they're, you know, learning new things around new people, you know, learning their identity, and you want to be able to be there and as close as possible to support. So the game is a card game, but we developed it into an app, which is what Serenity was talking about as well. And it's in the Apple App Store now where you can literally play it in your living room, at the dinner table, and just come up with fun ways to talk to one another and have deeper connections.
That's great. And I, you know, I think about the questions that we ask every day, like, how was your day? And, you know, Serenity, you're right. It sort of elicits this routine, boring answer. So I love the idea of bringing in questions which are new and different, like in a game like this, but also that aren't necessarily coming from your mom, right? They're like coming from somewhere else. Because if it was just your mom's questions, it might not be, might be viewed a little bit differently, right? But these are coming from elsewhere. So I think that I like that idea. It kind of brings in a bit of an outside perspective into that too. So I think that that sounds really fun. Key, when you were talking about your daughter's reaction when they first saw you dancing and they're like, wow, mom can really dance. My kids would have the opposite reaction. They'd be like, oh no, mom. Like, oh no, you cannot dance. But they wouldn't be surprised. Yes, Serenity.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2. They're 5 and 7.
Oh.
So I'm very practical. I'm a very practical, not very fun mom, I would say. Like if I had to like just, I don't know. That would be my sort of take on it, that like I'm always getting stuff done and I don't take enough time to relax and have fun with my kids. I wish I did it more. It's hard in a day, you know, where you have so much going on. And it kind of feels silly to schedule fun time in, but like, I think adding some things like this in, like Cool Mom's Dance, like that maybe we do schedule in fun for somebody like me who doesn't just naturally impromptu have dance parties in the kitchen and like have fun. Like some, maybe some people, I think it might come more naturally to, maybe people like us need to schedule it in. What do you think? Any advice for the mom police? That's what I call myself.
I think you know, scheduling it in is very important for us because our schedules are so hectic, but sometimes you just, say for instance, you may have a time right before bed. And I know you don't want them to be super hyper. It's not like giving them candy, but maybe a little dance session in the living room just to get some energy out and just like, hey, turn on some music, teach me something. You'd be surprised how much fun you have when you just stop thinking about how to do it, what to do, and just allow yourself to have fun and let it flow. Like I think our children have something to teach us as well. You know, we're here to guide them and support them, but their spectrum of freedom is wider than ours at this time. So being able to learn from them, take, you know, moments and allow them to be our teachers and say, hey, teach me
you know, a new dance, or show me something cool that you do, turn on some music and just have fun, jump around. It revitalizes your spirit and gives you a sense of presence in the moment. And I think we need a lot more of that, you know? So even if we're scheduling it in, or it's, you know, on a whim, I think it is very important to have those organic moments where you can just make life fun in the moment, because those are the memories that they normally remember.
Yeah.
They remember that.
Really lightens the mood too. There's so much with child behavior and the parent-child relationship that is impacted by tension. And when you're tense, you know, when your shoulders are up by your ears, when you're clenching your teeth, you know, that you see it in your kids' behavior, right? They're little mirrors and they just reflect back the feelings that you're feeling. And I think even on those days when your shoulders are at your ears, like if you can find ways to be playful like this, it not only will change you, how you feel inside and outside, but also your kids too. It sounds like that's what you've seen, like just a lot of movement and conversation and all of that coming together. I love that.
You agree, Serenity?
Yeah.
She agrees with you.
Yeah, but there's so much more. I mean, it's not just having fun, right? Like movement is exercise, and or dance is exercise, and dance is also that movement that you're getting stimulates the brain. It stimulates the hormones and everything within you. So I think there's a lot of value in that. And I don't know, I think some of us get hung up in this idea that if we're going to be active, it has to be like a 30 minute run or a 30 minute ride on the bike. It has to be something organized like that, but it doesn't.
No, not at all. I think that's what makes it more sustainable when we say, okay, let's find various ways that we can continue to have fun together. Whether it's, hey, let's go for a walk and, you know, I think one of our questions is if you were a superhero, what would your superhero name be? And what would your power be? Yeah. So say, for instance, you take a question from the Gen Connect game like that and say, okay, let's go outside and be our superhero. Let's be our superhero selves. That's a nice way to engage and play. But that activity is a form of physical fitness, physical well-being as well. So it's multifaceted, the benefits, but ultimately for the relationship, it's like, hey, we're building connectivity through play. And that is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hear so often from parents that they don't enjoy pretend play, like getting down on the floor, like pretending with Barbies and that kind of thing. And I think you're right that when we can bring in movement types of play, I think it's more engaging for parents. And if we're having fun, we're going to be more likely to do it again too, rather than doing something that feels painful, like playing Barbies on the floor with their kids.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, it's been so great chatting with both of you today. I'm going to put the links to all of this in the show notes, and hopefully you can send me those and make sure I'm including everything that you all have your hands in, because it sounds like you're busy and full of ideas and probably more things to come. Do you have anything else new in the works?
Right now we're really focused on our initiative is getting the app in as many hands as possible. So we have this really big goal to get 22,000 families to download and use the app by spring of 2022. So
awesome.
We're working to do that, because we really want to start conversations around this and really get it going so that families can start talking, because there's a lot going on in the world. And the one thing we need is to continue talking to one another, spending time with one another, and keeping that engagement open so that we can continue to heal and be healthy. My motto for my girls is I want to raise healthy, happy, whole girls. So my goal is to help others do the same. And I'm an everyday mom that's able to do this. And, you know, we can all participate in bringing forth healthier individuals and healthier families by just a little bit of effort, a little bit of support and fun. Let's make this fun and playful. We don't want it to be sad and uncomfortable or more work. We want to be able to do this and it actually, right? And it brings about fun. So the Gen Connect app is our primary focus. And of course, everything we're doing with Cool Moms Dance 2 with our series has been really amazing thus far. So that's what we have on the horizon. I'm sure we'll have some more things to come. We're releasing, I think for Christmas, a journal called the Cool Moms Self-Care Journal.
And it's this really awesome journal that has like guided practices in it, you know, as far as how to create a self-care plan, how to set boundaries, writing daily, you know, what you're grateful for, how you're feeling, love letters to yourself, just things to help us feel better and you know, just have a sense of relief at the end of the day. So we have some cool things in the works and that we have going on right now. But the most important thing is download Gen Connect. If you look up Gen, G-E-N, Connect in the Apple App Store, you'll see the app there, and it's, you know, we've been getting a lot of amazing reviews. People, we had one family, there was a 5-year-old and I think a 10-year-old, and they were playing with their mom and they didn't want to go to bed because they were having so much fun playing.
I love that.
We have to finish playing tomorrow, but they were really engaged with the questions. And I'm so happy to hear that, because that's what we really want. We want the engagement, but we also want parents to be able to get more information on how they can be supportive of their children.
Yeah. Well, I am going to download Gen Connect and I'm going to try out some Cool Mom's Dance videos with my daughter. I just know it's going to be one of those things where we do it once and she's going to want to do it every single day. So, I hope I love it as much as she does. And if I'm really brave, I'll post a video, but really brave keywords there.
And that send would me, be amazing.
Send me the link to that journal when it's ready, because I'd love to share that on Instagram.
Okay, absolutely.
That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting today, both of you, Key, Serenity. It's been great.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
I want to thank Serenity and Kiana for their time and being on the podcast today. Be sure to check them out. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes at simplefamilies.com/episode286. Be sure to download their new app, Gen Connect, G-E-N Connect. I'd love to help them meet the goal of getting 22,000 families to download and use the app by 2022. And if you're interested on getting a simpler start this holiday season by taming the toys, go to simplefamilies.com/toys. Use the promo code NOV21, and that'll give you 20% off through the end of November. As always, thanks for tuning in and have a good one.